It's a story over 70 years old, yet a story still talked about today. In fact, it even had its own TV series linked to the incident. It's the story of a weather balloon that either was or wasn't what it was said to be, and is next on the American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is aiming to donate $1 million to 4-H during the Fall Paper Clover Campaign, and you can help. From now until October 20th, you can purchase a paper clover for a donation of $1 or more at your nearest Tractor Supply or online with a purchase at tractorsupply.com. The Paper Clover fundraiser raises millions of dollars each year to support 4-H youth conferences, camps, and other programs across the nation. Every donation benefits youth within the state where it was collected, so head to your nearest store and donate to your local 4-H today. Use the hashtag #DonateAMillion to show us your clover on social media. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In early July of 1947, ranchers around Roswell, New Mexico, spotted something unusual. It was a debris field that appeared to be a crash site. Glenn Dennis says those cattlemen turned the debris over to the military. Cowboys did occasionally spot downed weather balloons and could turn them in for cash, but was this something different?
When they turned that little instrument in, they got $25, and they looked for them. Good Saturday night party for an old cowboy out there in the middle of nowhere at the bar. And besides that, when a rancher tells you something, that's his word. The ranchers are the most honest people in the world. When he told me this story, I believe him, and I don't care what anybody else believes it or not.
Walter Hott was working at the airfield and issued a press release about the unusual object he never got to personally see.
I honestly feel that a flying saucer, if we can use that word, had crashed about 50 miles north of Roswell. I put out a press release to that effect, and that it was brought to Roswell by a ranch hand. He brought it in. We showed it to Colonel Blanchard.
Those ranchers told him this was something different. In fact, Walter had initially been told to issue a press release they had debris from a flying saucer. Whether Glenn and Walter's story is fact or fiction or somewhere in between may never be known. Both were afraid to share the story for many years until others began to share their accounts as well. That didn't mean Glenn Dennis ever forgot about what happened in Roswell that summer.
No, I didn't just forget about it. I thought about it. I would go out at night and look every night, sitting out on my patio. Just because I didn't reveal it to the public, I still was looking.
Glenn Dennis and Walter Hott have now passed. They helped establish the International UFO Museum in the ranch town. Traveling the countryside in Roswell, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.